that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me. Yeah, you weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you
now
were.
Now 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Jennifer is a stargazer.
I am.
So when we get together with people like Montel Williams, who is a new participant in the program, she loves to talk about what they're all about. So we were talking Montel, ladies and gentlemen, Montel Williams, here on the Good Day program.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Right.
Hey, Montel.
The folks at Money Mutual. If you were to categorize the people that have surrounded you, the fans that you have, do you have good memories of most of the encounters? Once in a while, do you get to a point where people embarrass themselves because they fawn all over you? How do you handle meeting your fans?
Let me tell you something very, very weird about me, and then when it comes to, like, fan base, it's crazy. First of all, I'm calling you right now from L.A., and I got to tell you the craziest thing. I have a very, very good friend, who happens to be in the business. David McKenzie, he runs Associated Television.
Right.
And he's happens to right now be the honorary manager of Kyle Massey. Well, Kyle Massey was the young man who took second last night at Dancing with the Stars.
He is awesome, Montel. Right. I love that.
Yeah, let me just tell you, two summers ago, I went to Kenya, Africa with Kyle Massey and his brother and David McKenzie on a project for Feed the Children that ended up being a television special. So even long story short, last night I happened to be at Dancing with the Stars, sitting in the front row, and I got about 30 texts and tweets from people who said, I just saw you in TNT and you and TT, you're sitting in the front row. And then here's a very interesting question. Last night during the performance, when we first got there and the audience fills in, you know, I was standing on the edge of the stage. I'm thinking, I'm acting like the biggest tourist in the world because my wife there, I grabbed her. We started dancing for half a second on that wood floor so I could say, hey, I danced on the same floor, Dancing with the Stars. Well, a whole gaggle of people who were just people in the audience out here, you know, they're looking at me like, oh, Montel's acting like he's a tourist. A whole bunch of people jumped up, came over and wanted to take pictures and things. And then, you know, I stop and I look back and think about it from my career standpoint. I've always had an unbelievable rapport with my fans. I don't think I've had anybody really do anything stupid. I had a woman who was about 90 years old literally reach up behind me through my legs and laugh.
Where
like
she worked
TSA.
For the TSA?
yeah, she was, yeah, like the TSA. She should have worked for them and laugh. And then I also had on one occasion, I had one guy literally followed me into a bathroom. I was in a hurry, moving in a sharp direction, trying to make it, you know, do what nature asked me to do. And the guy said, dude, hey, can I get a autograph? I said, man, give me 1 minute. Let me get out of the bathroom. I kept moving. He's following me. He says, no, man, come on, just take a second. I said, no, dude, wait 1 minute. I rushed into the bathroom. He follows me into the bathroom. So I ducked into a stall and closed the stall door. And I could hear him muster out there. He hits that little electronic machine with a paper towel. And the next thing you know, there's a hand coming up under the door with a pen asking me to sign.
No.
That's one that I went a little bit. You know, I didn't
what a visualization
did
that
you
is.
Sign it? Did you sign it?
Oh, no. There was no signature that day.
I guarantee you that one would have been on eBay the next day.
Yeah. You could have signed it with something, Montel.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm glad that, you know, there weren't, cell phones and tweeting ability or emailing ability of email.
A picture of you in the stall might have been on Twitter in about 5 minutes from there, right?
Oh, it would have been on Twitter.
All right, so you're speaking of that and how you handle those things. I thought it was interesting. I watched a little of the Dancing with the Stars. I did not see you, but I didn't watch the whole show. I thought it was kind of obviously something that's captivated. I mean, we were talking earlier about how it would be if there were really stars. Of some of the people who had danced their way to fame, I was thinking of Travolta and Olivia Newton-John and that ilk. And I was now that you brought it up, I would bet you'd be pretty smooth on the floor.
It's really kind of funny. I have, and I'll say this just to throw it out. I've been asked a couple of times, but unfortunately, because of my MS, I literally have a left leg weakness that I just couldn't pull it off. I thought about it. I made some attempts at it. I trained. I worked out. I tried to stay in shape. But my left leg would not keep up. It just wouldn't. And so I'm not going to get up there and embarrass myself for the. And it's not a matter of being embarrassed. It's not a matter of could I work harder. It's not a matter of, you know, if I put the work in, my left leg will not move that way, mm-hmm. period. I lost that ability about 10 years ago. So that's one of those I'd rather be a sideline person for, and it's okay.
Yeah, right. We're talking to Montel Williams. Just the things that go with what he has done with his career. Last week we found a lot of fascinating things about him, where he came from. I have known Montel and of Montel. I think I brought you in where I remembered seeing you in your uniform, how the television show started, has had radio experience, likes the media, people like him, the camera likes him. In fact, I wonder how you're doing with the TSA cameras and scanning. What do you think about all of the hoopla about testing, and what sort of procedures or not have you gone through as you travel from airport to airport?
You know, it's really interesting, Doug, because this is one that I wished I was in your position right now, on air each day, being able to, like, yell a little bit at the...
Go ahead. Help yourself. Yell all you want here. Everybody's listening.
You can check. People should stop. I mean, you wanted to check my last year's worth of air travel. I'm literally on an airplane at least two times a week and sometimes three. And my little doggy and my wife travel with us. I mean, we travel almost everywhere we go. So I'm going through that machine, I'm going through the TSA and interaction with them a minimum this week. I'm right now calling you from L.A. I'm flying in about 3 hours to Baltimore to have dinner, Thanksgiving dinner with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me just tell you, there's a couple things that are going on here. One, we do need to have an overall top-down review of not only the procedures, but those who are employed. And I'm sorry, there are some people who are working back there behind those machines who really, if they've been there for a month, if I was a supervisor and saw that attitude, you'd have been canned,
right.
Period.
Yeah.
You have no right to come to work angry if you were interacting with the public. If you're going to do so, there should be a check. See, you know, if they're going to run all of the passengers through some sort of a screening, someone should be at the airport in the morning looking at those faces of those TSA and saying, if you can't take that crack off your face, and I'm not talking about powder, I'm talking about the crack from the frown that's so nasty, then come back when you can. Let's start there. Now, it's my responsibility as a passenger, no ifs, ands, or buts, to recognize that they have a job to do. So, you know, if there's a gut check on attitude, I need one too.
Yep.
Because I can't step up there trying to be confrontational. But when you see, and I have witnessed and looked at it myself and seen a 90-year-old woman, 85-year-old woman, who's on a cane and it looks like she just took the oxygen out of her nose. I'm sorry. I don't care if the beeper went off or not. You do not have to feel that 90-year-old woman up. Let's take the time for a second and recognize that these people that are working there, and this is where I think they kind of forgot something, you're here to protect Americans.
It's amazing.
Not molest them.
Yeah. This attitude that we find with these people. I got patted down last week, and I told the story on the air. I actually giggled and laughed because I got tickled by the guy who was feeling my groin. But I'm not going to go through this stuff. When you see all the reports of how dangerous this X-ray device can be, you know, there is another obligation, it seems to me, Montel. The government doing its homework. After all, they're supposed to be serving us. We're not supposed to be serving them. So I think your point about the people who go to work there and the attitude that people have of going through the thing need to get a trim, if you will. Montel Williams is here on Good Day with a visit. We're learning more about Montel as he's become a new part of our focus here on Good Day. 16 past the hour.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV. Through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Hi,
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Monto Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontellMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontellMoneyMutual.com or call 532-CASH. Once again, that's MontellMoneyMutual.com. Or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
Good number, 800-532-CASH. Who doesn't need that? 800-532-2274. Montel Williams on the TSA. And that's where most people are thinking in their traveling plans. If you're going on an airplane, you've got to have this on your mind, Montel. You've got to have it as you're going through. How much time are you allowing yourself extra to go through LAX?
Today I'm staying in Marina del Rey, and I'm only 20 minutes away from the airport. 25 right. minutes. I'm leaving an hour and 30 minutes early. So yeah. I'm going to get to the airport an hour and at least 15 minutes before my flight because I heard that today is going to be a nightmare. Yeah. Let me just say something about this. And see, I saw that story 2 days ago on CNN about the man who went through who was wearing, I think it's an ileostomy bag, which right. is a urine bag. Now let me just I literally. It flashed back at me so hard. You know, I think you know this, and most of your listeners know this. I suffer my MS. I suffer from neuropathic pain. I have pain in various areas of my body, from my shins, my side, my face. I've been working at it really hard to kind of see if I can lessen it. But there are times that I literally have a patch in my side that you put your hand on, it'll throw me across the room. Wow. It's neuropathy to the point of burning. So I stepped into a situation. This was coming out of D.C. where I needed to get the pad down, and it wasn't. Well, I think I was random. It didn't go off. I don't know what the heck you're talking about beeping one time. Nothing went off. The guy pulled me over. I'm in a random. And I said to this young man, I said, so look, you know, you can pad all you want right here on my side. If you want to pull up my shirt so you can see I got nothing under it, you can't hit there. I have really bad MS. And the guy goes, wait, you're Montel. So then he did make an effort to not hit me there hard.
Right.
Had I not said something about that, the way he was pumping down my chest,
right.
if he hit me there, it would throw me against the wall.
To tell him these things. Coming up with Montel, the television special, the Thanksgiving television special with Susan Lucci. That's coming up 21 after on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Barracuda.com.
Kind of fun to have people drop in from time to time. Some people do it as they can, other people do it more regularly. Montel Williams, who has a very interesting life, an interesting world. He's experienced a lot. Most of us have great stories to tell. Some people are better at telling stories than others. Thus, they get their own radio program, get their own television program. But the stories we can all identify with, and it's kind of a neat thing. You went to Africa. I guess you've probably been there a number of times, but I know there's a television special. Jennifer.
Yeah, ABC says they're going to air it over the weekend.
ABC
oh,
says.
Great, you know what? That's great.
Yeah, ABC in L.A., New York, Chicago, some of the big markets.
Yeah, right. Sorry, you know, I didn't even know. They didn't tell me. I was there a couple years back on a Feed the Children program. Susan Lucci, Richard Geary, Timothy Geary, let's see, the young lady, Kelly Monaco. There were a couple celebrities. We all went on a project to Kenya where we spent time in, not only at the Kabiri slums, and I and Susan Lucci, it's featured in a special, had to literally go about 400 yards into the Kabiri slums. And I don't know if people know what this is. Kabiri slums is a 1-square-mile radius that I believe has about 2 million people in it. It's one of the biggest slums in the world.
Yeah.
No electricity, no running water. We had to go in, and literally, if you had touched the building on it, because you're walking through shanty towns that are, there's no more than about a foot and a half width.
Right, Richie, I told you the story. I've been there myself. I've told the story.
It's the same place.
I mean, it's ungodly. Ungodly.
Yeah, we can't even fathom the
no.
level. There's running
urine.
Excrement
yeah.
in the street.
They cool their feet off by sticking them in the urine running down the street. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we rolled in there and had to help rescue a little baby and get them out of there to a homeless shelter for children, a rescue center for babies. So we were able to take a baby and a mother signed the baby over, and we were able to put the baby in an orphanage, and the baby right now has been, at least the mom who we went in and worked with, was suffering from HIV and AIDS, full-blown AIDS. And
Montel, didn't it strike you as you went in there, when you go look around, the church's influence on what goes on in this place? I remember sitting with a 14-year-old who had three children. She was pregnant again. There's nothing for these people to do. The men sit around. They go out and they grab weeds and whatever they can find in the green, make mash out of it, sit around and drink until they get drunk or high, and then they go chase these kids around and impregnate them.
And without that, you know, in the Kabiri, in the slums, I think you probably knew this, rape is the number one crime.
Yeah.
Every night when it gets dark, people are young women sit in there with, you know, forks or whatever, trying to see if they can defend themselves, and they're not going to by morning. So yeah. it was a really powerful experience for all of us that were involved because, you know, number one, you get an opportunity to see what the rest of the world is like, but then to do something as simple as we went to a a child school, an elementary school, and I literally cooked in the hut, in the hut for about 2.5 hours in this hut where you think about these people who have to do this every single day. It was just disturbing. And then we, you know, when you kind of juxtapose that to, you know, when you take a look today on the news or something, it's talking about the devastation of the economic crisis here in America, and we got people complaining, and I look at them, they're holding, you know, a ultra big, you know, super gulp from some local store, and, you know, you ain't missed a meal in the last 6 years, last 20 minutes. You know, I think you got to kind of put it in perspective about what we're complaining about. But it was a wonderful special. It was an unbelievable opportunity to give back and think, you know, and to shine a little light on something. And now, you know, the Feed the Children program, we're also feeding Americans. And I participated last year in a program where, you know, this is something, Doug, I think is an abomination. I hope that we talk about real soon. You know, our troops, our military soldiers, some of them are coming back home this year before Christmas. Feed America will feed over 200,000 meals to military personnel.
It's outrageous. Let's take that up when we visit next week, because I think that is something, as we get into the season, we need to be talking about this. Montel Williams, good to have you here as part of our conversation, and have a great Thanksgiving with your family in Baltimore. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're a book lover, you could get a lot out of following in the path of a favorite book or author. In Dublin, fans of James Joyce gather every year to follow the path of their favorite author. Also in Dublin are literary spots such as the Writers' Museum, which has items like a first edition copy of Bram Stoker's Dracula and George Bernard Shaw's Birthplace, which was converted into a museum. And of course, there are literary spots right here in the U.S. In Saratoga, New York, Cooper's Cave inspired some of the scenes from James Cooper's The Last of the Mohicans. Saratoga is also home to Yaddo, a 400-acre estate founded in 1900 that functions as an artist and writer sanctuary. Former residents include Truman Capote, Flannery O'Connor, and Sylvia Plath. In the summer, a company called Boston by Foot offers literary-themed walking tours to see famous sites of great Victorian writers, such as Emerson, Hawthorne, Thoreau, and Longfellow. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at travelguard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by Travel Guard. See your travel agent or visit travelguard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from Travel Guard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
Thanks so much for flying with us. Bye-bye. Take care now.
Hear that? That's the sound of Avis trying harder. Skip the counter and head straight to your car with Avis Preferred Service. Visit Avis.com to create your profile.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Oniva.
What'd you say?
Checking in on the farm. Hey, Edgar.
Richie says, "Happy Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving."
Edgar. Happy Thanksgiving, my
friend. That's what Richie says. Edgar is the person in charge, the PIC. You know, he and Georgette, his wife, just brought me my Christmas present. They wanted me to open.
PICOTF.
He's the picture. He's the person in charge of the farm. PICOTF. There you go, Edgar. That's your new title. PICOTF.
That's right.
The pickup.
Write that. The pickup. Yeah. All right. Maybe the person to pick on. Who knows? Anyway.
That too.
The time has come for us to deal with the life and times of young Clay Kohut, who is in charge of our social media. For that, I just wanted you to know, Richie, we all said about 5 minutes ago, almost at the same time, Jennifer says, "I'm hungry." Richie says, "I'm hungry." I said, "I'm hungry."
Man.
So I went in and I had some of my Strawberry Fields Kashi. This is I'm like Ed McMahon. I should have taken my glasses off when I do this pitch for this. I'm not getting paid for this, though, so I'll leave my glasses on. Anyway, so I buy these sorts of cereals. And
I like the Kashi cereals.
Right. Kashi's good. However, Richie.
Yeah.
$3. Look at the thing. Can you read that? Did you see the price?
I'm having to refresh my video. So.
Right. Oh, yeah. See. The video's got kicked off. Let me.
Right. I'm not on now either?
Now you are.
Trying to make a point here and... We're broadcasting this on GoodDayShow.com live.
Now I see you.
All right. So you didn't see me hold up the box and do my pitch like Ed would be selling Alpo dog food. So
I see you now.
Anyway, all right. So you see the price tag on this box of Kashi Strawberry Fields, the $3.69 price tag.
Cereal's expensive.
Do you know how much it costs them to make this?
$50, maybe 50 cents.
41 cents.
Yeah. Wow, how do you
this
know?
This box, 41 cents, because I'm in the biz, Jennifer.
Yeah. So that sounded like a good number?
I'm in the feed biz.
You know, it's
the
funny
food
because
biz.
I brought a box of that in here to the office a couple of weeks ago, and I went through it in 2 days.
Yeah. No, because there's not much in the box.
It really
That's
isn't.
The point. $3.69, for it says here it's 10.4 ounces.
Yeah.
295 grams.
I was like, hey, you know what?
I've had this
pass
is my
on that. I'll do bananas or something.
The bowl I had this morning, Richie, was the third bowl out of this box. That's all I got out of it.
Yeah. Huh.
And yesterday when I was having this, I dropped the. I have these big thick bowls that came somehow. I don't know. I've had them for years. So I dropped one in the sink, and it smashed.
Ooh.
So instead of picking it up, I fed it to the garbage disposal, and
bowl?
It was great. I fed the bowl, all the broken pieces of the glass, into the garbage disposal.
Nothing got jammed?
Ground it right up. No, just ground it right up.
The ceramic bowls?
Ground it right up. No, they're clear. No, not ceramic. They're clear glass, but thick.
Huh.
I just sent it down the garbage disposal. I heard that you throw a Coke bottle down, it sharpens them up. So I decided to take the thing, ground them right up.
Wow.
Perfect. All right, so now, I don't know if you should do that at home, folks, but
no, I wouldn't do that.
My garbage disposal wouldn't like that.
There you go. Just a little practical advice from the Duggar. Doug, the Good Day program, and Clay Carter, as I said, the fellow who's in charge of our social media.
Wow.
What are you laughing?
I just opened up my Facebook as you were introducing Clay.
Yeah.
The Beatles sell 2 million songs their first week on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Really? It was fast.
So how much is in it for the four families of the Beatles?
Well, the Beatles would make 70% of that, so whatever
really?
That is.
Yeah.
They all need the money, that's for sure.
I talked to an artist who sold her songs, small artist who sold her songs on iTunes. She's like, yeah, I get 63 cents of every dollar.
Well, I think that's what Melanie, although she didn't say it on the air. We had Melanie on the other day, and she's now going pretty much direct. Her husband was her
Why
manager.
Why didn't you do that?
Nobody knows where the money is going because somebody's filtering it off. But in general, most of the people that we talk to, or you can talk to, or you hear about, who are doing a direct are making 3-4 times as much as they would have if they were with the big fat guy
but
in the corner office smoking
a
cigar.
Really, you have to have the name first. That's
right.
Really, you know.
People have to find you or want to find you.
Record labels are still helpful if you need to get started.
Well, but the other thing is there is play on the air that's helpful. These fools in the music business are looking to try to, there's another sort of side, I don't know how much this is talked about in radio. This would be a good talk topic in a sense because it shows you how out to lunch most of these people, the promoters, are. They want the radio station, radio companies to pay a royalty fee in addition to the broadcast licensing requirements of paying into, there's a ASCAP and BMI, I don't know if that's too inside or not, but they're the licensing agencies for the writers of the songs. For example, we were just talking about the Beatles. Lennon McCartney wrote many of the songs the Beatles sang.
Right.
So they would
them.
Get paid separately, not as performers, but as writers, for contributing their artistry to the recording business. So they get paid based on how many plays the radio station offers for a particular song. What these people, these fools, forget is that without the airplay, most of these artists and the songs would be
no one would
nobody
ever
know
them.
Anything about them.
So this will all be great for us because most of the music stations won't be able to stay in business because they can't afford to play and pay the rights, the royalties to play the songs.
It is unbelievable.
So put us on.
But then I think it's a good time for me to ask. I was going to see if I could start getting paid for my artistry.
Yeah.
That
are being paid for your artistry.
Creating some of your magic
at the level. Yeah, right. Let's create some of your magic. What's the big media, if you look at social media today, the headline that seems to be getting the most attention, Clay, what is it?
Well, Adam Savage of the Discovery Channel show, The Mythbusters. Are you
love
guys,
it. Well, my son and I's favorite show.
I love the show, too. But apparently he spoke at a conference called Wootstock, which is basically Woodstock for nerds in Seattle yesterday. And apparently he had to do the what they're calling the body scanner, the porno scanner, they're calling it.
The airport scan.
Right, the airport body scanner.
Hmm.
He had to do that, and they took a long and loving look at his penis, but the screener somehow managed to forget the fact that he had, or managed to miss the fact that he had 2 12-inch razor blades in his bag. So he got through the porn scanner, and apparently he says that he has a small penis. I don't know if that's relevant. But,
you don't care. No, it's not relevant. Keep going.
So he got through it, but they left.
So he had in his bag that he was carrying with him on the plane 2 12-inch razors, and it wasn't detected by the screeners, the TSA screeners, as the bag went under the X-ray.
So exactly.
They took a good look at him, but then they missed
his
bag.
No attention to what's in his bag.
His weaponry.
Great.
So a bunch of people on social media are talking about things that they've gotten through the airport security.
For example?
Bondi Blue OS 9 says, whenever I fly, I'm a bit worried that I've accidentally packed something dangerous that I'm not aware of and that they'll find it and arrest me for attempting to hijack the plane. There's just something about the accusing way they look at you as they confiscate your nail clippers, as though they really believe you were trying to get away with something.
There is a spot I believe it's the Baltimore airport. It's an airport that I go through with some regularity. It may be Las Vegas. I don't remember. I know that I've seen it any number of times. They have up on the wall. Damn, I wish I could remember which airport it is. They have up on the wall, and they continue to add to it, the things they have confiscated since all of this
That's
stuff
Vegas,
started.
That's Vegas, I think.
Oh, yeah. Is it Vegas?
I think it might be because I've been through there, too.
Yeah. You see all the things. People are stupid.
And some of it isn't pretty.
So really, it is unbelievable.
Samurai sword.
Yeah, just crazy stuff that people, you think, is there anybody with any common sense any place? What's the matter with you people?
I'm nervous when I walk out of just regular retail stores like Best Buy. When I have to walk through the metal detectors, I always get nervous that somebody slipped something in my bag or something.
Well, if you're a girl or if you have a shopping issue, every time you walk through the little sensors, you know, when you're leaving a store, it's so embarrassing when they go off because they forget to take a tag off.
That reminds me, there's some television star or somebody who was in a TV show that killed his mother with a samurai
sword. I was just going to tell you. I was just going to say that to you.
Who is that?
I should have brought it up in TV news, and I completely blanked out. I can't believe it. This guy from Ugly Betty went nuts yesterday. He started screaming biblical passages, and he took his samurai sword and killed his mother by slicing her head off.
Ah.
Really?
Wasn't it an episode, right?
No, this is a, like, nutty nut guy.
Oof.
They've got him. I mean, he's not on the run, but my gosh.
Ugh. All right, time for our poll for this Thanksgiving week. What are you most looking forward to? A, eating. B, hanging with your family. C, watching football. D, shopping. E, stuffing the turkey with Dick Cheney. Which would you say best describes what you are going to do? I'm not sure that any of those fit me. I'll be eating and hanging with my sister tomorrow for a couple of hours. That's about it. Richie, you're cooking. Didn't you tell me you were cooking?
I was, but my aunt and uncle decided they wanted to do it.
Ah.
So
discounted?
Had more power to them, so we're going to their house. So I picked up the ham yesterday.
All right, so Jen, what are you doing?
I am cooking as usual, but I'm hosting at my house for the first time.
Too bad I weren't there. I'd come over.
You could. I would like to.
Roberta, what's your scoop?
Actually, Elena is cooking Thanksgiving dinner.
Your
she's at my
daughter.
Home right now, my oldest daughter.
Yeah.
She got there last night, and she's
cooking.
You're
talking about on the island, or is she in home?
No, out on the island.
Yeah.
And which is great, because I've been so busy. If I had to do it, we'd be going to a restaurant.
There you go. All right. And let's see, who else? Clay, what are you doing? I hope, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Nothing, really. I might go to dinner with my girlfriend, and I guess that's...
Why, didn't you get invited by anybody in the office to go to their house?
No, well,
wait a
actually,
what's
yes,
the matter with those people?
Call Jeff.
They didn't invite you to come to their house for Thanksgiving?
No, one of them did, but I said that I might be going. I'm not a huge fan of Thanksgiving. I got to be honest.
I don't like any of these.
I don't really like giving thanks.
No, me
just,
either.
No. I like giving thanks, and I have tons of things to be grateful for. But
yes.
It just seems like Thanksgiving is the one holiday that you could really have at any time during the year.
Very
you know
good.
What I mean?
Very nice. That's very well put, Clay. Our poll from yesterday, are you traveling?
With the exception of the fact you don't have the day off, there's not two football games on, and there's not a lot of food being pushed in your face.
Yeah, but see, you could do that any day. We could have football games on any day. Yeah. You could make the turkey at any day.
Are you traveling for Thanksgiving? 66% of you responded at the website gooddayshow.com. Nope, I'm staying put. 21% of you said yes, but I'll be driving. No pat-downs for me. 6% of you said yes, I'll be flying and dealing with the TSA. 5% said, I don't plan to travel, but I would consider it if Dick Cheney would pat me down. So that's our poll from yesterday. I was going to say the slideshow, the video show is a slider, Richie. This is the first big snowstorm of the season out in Seattle. Cars sliding all over the place. And so it sort of reminds me, and I looked at that, of was it last winter? I think the last big snowstorm here last winter. Or we didn't have to be here to see it. There was a video of a FedEx trailer truck that came down, was coming down a hill, and it was a double tandem, so it had two 53-foot trailers on the back of this tractor.
Oh, wow.
It's coming down the hill, and the guy loses it. So the truck slides around, completely blocking the road, and just it slides, smashes into light poles, the Jersey barriers, and the back box flips around to the front and pushes the tractor even further off. So it has one trailer that stays with it, and the other one lets go. It kind of reminded me of like when the plane starts coming apart in the Tom Hanks movie, the FedEx plane?
Castaway.
Castaway, right. It's sort of for whatever the reason. Everything's coming apart, but yeah, it's very...
A city bus does the same thing, basically, in this video.
Vivid video.
I'm watching this video now. It's wild.
It is. First snowstorm. All right. We better get to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is our medical expert here on the Good Day program. Important news for you coming. I should do this like Roberta. Important news for yous next on Good Day.
Don't wait until Friday. Come into Office Depot today and get Black Wednesday deals on the must-have tech gifts this holiday season. Hurry in today for an Epson Stylus Color All-in-One printer, copier, scanner, and fax for just $29.99. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offer valid through 11/27/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
All right, it is now 13 before the hour, and that is the time during this hour in which we are visited by that sage from Florida, the man who knows no boundaries when it comes to information, medical information. He's the man on the go, in the know. How's that so far, Ken?
Sounds good.
You like that, right? There is huge news from the medical world, which Ken will touch upon in a matter of moments. I want to find out whether these gloves the TSA is using could be infectious. There are a lot of other things going on, so we'll get a couple of the quick headlines and stories behind the stories after we spend a minute talking about the folks at Sustanex who help bring you Dr. Ken Kronhaus, their website, which you can get to by going to gooddayshow.com, see the Sustanex box, click on that, get yourself a $5 off coupon, go to the stores where Sustanex is sold, all the big box stores, take the Sustanex, defend yourself against flus and colds and other things as well. This is the immune system enhances your ability to fight off pretty much everything, Ken, right?
Absolutely. You need to zoom up your immune system, especially you're going to travel this holiday season. There are bugs that you're not accustomed to. My advice, if you want to avoid the colds, the flus this holiday season, get your immune system zoomed up with those healthy bacteria. The probiotic Sustanex is my favorite way to do it.
Yogurts are yummy, but they do have these probiotics in them, but nowhere near. You'd have to eat like 100 of these yogurts to get what's in one pill. Boost your immune system. Get Sustanex. Coupon available online at trysustanex.com. All right, so this AIDS pill is big news, apparently.
Huge news, Doug. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week. Truvada, it's been sold since 2004 to subdue HIV in infected people. It actually cut the risk of contracting AIDS in people who didn't already have the HIV virus by 44%. So now we have a pill that may actually prevent AIDS before you go out and become promiscuous. In this study, all of the people were using condoms also. It's not yet FDA approved for this indication, so insurers are not yet going to pay for this. But this is hope that we may actually get to that AIDS epidemic. When I was a fellow in cardiology at the University of California in San Francisco in the late 80s, bed after bed of dying people, we've come a long way. We may actually now be able to prevent this.
All right, the gloves that the TSA is using, if they don't change them, what's the danger?
Well, you know, they're playing around in your crotch, in your sweat, in all of your, I don't want to be any more vulgar. There is a theoretical possibility it could spread around infection. Demand they change the gloves, but they're not.
Yeah, well, demand it or don't go through the process, then they can fine you $11,000.
Write the check.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready?
Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flew Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Sam Cooke.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it.
This is from the film Malcolm X with Denzel Washington, Angela Bassett, Delroy Lindo, who I think is one of our better character actors. In the movie that topped the box office during this week in 1992. Been around for a while, Trucker. You remember this movie?
Very good movie.
Obviously very controversial. I remember as a kid thinking I didn't like him, and then I learned a little more about him. It's not liking about him, liking that's important. He accomplished a great deal and got people to think. Whether you like what he had to say is kind of like Louis Farrakhan, who was more extreme and not as charismatic. Actually, Farrakhan's kind of a jerk. I think Malcolm X was very, I think he had a lot of finesse, let's put it that way.
That was a real good performance by Denzel Washington, who many think should have won the Oscar, but he did not.
Right. Will he win the Oscar for Unstoppable?
No, but I got to say, he's very likable in it.
Yeah, good movie. Okay, let's get to our movie moment today. The trivia focuses on a movie starring three people. Two of them you will absolutely know. The female lead, you may have to have her identified. This film topped the box office 10 years ago this week. Here's the first audio clue.
My husband was a star athlete in college, and we were in an accident together. Our car flipped on an icy road, and we were both injured, and he couldn't play football anymore. And if that hadn't happened, we probably wouldn't have been together.
How so?
I think we should talk about your rehab.
All right, this is not going to be easy to identify.
I got it.
No, you're here. Okay. 800-510-8255. Always the connection line. Always the
great movie
way for you to be with us. A great movie, yes?
By a director who had a bunch of, three great movies, and then three that tanked.
Okay. So if you know what it is and you've never won before in Movie Moments, you'll get the prize. If you can identify it, here's your second help.
Hello.
I wasn't injured in that car accident.
David.
I've never been injured, Elijah. What am I supposed to do?
Go to where people are. You won't have to look very long. It's all right to be afraid, David, because this part won't be like a comic book.
Wow.
Great movie.
I never saw this movie. Great Chuck, you know the movie?
Cool. Yeah, I love that film.
Really? All right, here's the last clip.
That would be one of my top 50 films.
Yeah, really? Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Last clip.
I have something called osteogenesis imperfecta. It's a genetic disorder. I don't make a particular protein very well, and it makes my bones very low in density. If there's someone like me in the world, and I'm at one end of the spectrum,
all right, now I remember.
Couldn't there be someone else opposite of me at the other end?
Got it. Really, all right, now I remember what this was about, actually. 800-510-8255. Some people may compare it or contrast it or confuse it with another movie that this big star was in. So we'll just let the chips fall where they may. Chucker has movie news in a moment.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry!
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want!
Correct!
I can't believe this!
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
All right, your turn there, my fine-feathered friend. Chucker, what's happening? Movie news.
Okay, Doug. Gore Verbinski, who directed the first three Pirates of the Caribbean films, officially signing on to helm a new big-screen version of The Lone Ranger, in which Johnny Depp will play the character of Tonto. Disney just wrapped the fourth Pirates of the Caribbean film, which will be out this summer. Johnny Depp, once again, will star in that film. Other news, Warner Brothers and director Zack Snyder currently looking for an actor, relatively unknown now, between the age of 28 and 32 to play the new Superman. Brandon Routh, who was very good as Clark Kent Superman in the last film, Superman Returns, will not be involved in this project, which is sort of a shame because I thought he was really good. And finally, Love and Other Drugs with Anne Hathaway and Jake Gyllenhaal open
this weekend. Kyle, what's the name of that movie?
It's The Sixth Sense.
It is not The Sixth Sense. Harvey in Ogden, Utah, what's the name of the movie?
Unbreakable.